Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 63. Clear skies again tonight, lows dip down to about 37. Bright sunshine tomorrow, highs level off around 68. Mainly sunny skies Thursday with a high of 66. 60 chance for storms Friday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 43.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm James Garrett. Rural broadband has been a key issue at the local, state, and federal levels for years now. Jeff Johnston, CoBank's lead economist for digital infrastructure, shares some insight into where things stand with broadband access in rural communities. Johnston says there's been meaningful progress on rural broadband, especially since the pandemic underscored how vulnerable unconnected rural communities can be. He notes that since then, funding from federal and state governments, along with private investment, has helped move things in the right direction, though there's still a long way to go. A major milestone, he says, is the $42.5 billion allocated through the BEAD program in the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, marking an unprecedented federal investment aimed at expanding broadband networks and reaching underserved areas. Johnston says rural electric co-ops have been key players in expanding fiber internet to underserved areas, often without much recognition. Alongside rural telcos and private operators are all helping bridge the digital divide through the multifaceted effort.
Mega savings going on now at the Rocktober sales event going on at Rusty Heck Ford. 2025 Explorer, $1,500 rebate and 3.9% APR for 72 months, or 2.9% APR for 60 months, or a 2025 Escape with a $4,000 rebate. 2025 Escape, 36-month, 10,500 miles per year lease for $399 a month. 2025 Bronco Sport, 36-month, 10,500 miles per year lease for $399 a month. 2025 Mustang EcoBoost, 36 months, 10,500 miles per year lease for $399 a month. Rock and roll all month long at Rusty Eck Ford and drive home in your new Ford today. Visit Rusty Eck Ford or RustyEckFord.com today. Lease offers first payment due at signing. Offers can't be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit. See dealer for details.
The Kansas Department of Labor wrapped up last week announcing that they have officially received the 2025 State Information Technology Recognition Award that came from the National Association of State Chief Information Officers for Digital Experience and Agency Program Solutions. KSNT News reports that the award was selected by different peer states in the organization, saying that they are celebrating the Department of Labor's innovative approach to what they say was overhauling the state's aging unemployment benefit system, along with helping improve digital services for Kansas workers and employers around the state. In a statement from Kansas Governor Kelly on Friday last week, they say, quote, the improvements that have been made to Kansas's unemployment insurance system not only protect taxpayer dollars, but also simplify the process of applying for benefits while increasing security against fraud and safeguarding the system for years to come. Governor Kelly goes on to say, thanks to the hard work of Secretary Amber Schultz and her team at the Kansas Department of Labor, our state is now the forefront of modernization.
Ever thought about what kind of curveball Mother Nature might throw our way? Don't worry. Blue Valley Insurance is here to lend a hand. Whether it's hailstorms damaging your crops or strong winds causing trouble, our crop insurance has got you covered. It provides compensation for crop loss due to damaging weather conditions like hail, and we offer wind coverage too. Swing by one of our Blue Valley Insurance locations in Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, or Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Companies across the state of Nebraska say they are changing their paid time off policies as a company after the new paid sick leave law that officially went into effect as of October 1st, just a few weeks ago. As KSNB Local Channel 4 says that one trucking company known as the Ghana Trucking and Excavating, a trucking company based out of Martell, Nebraska, said they were notified about the changes through a flyer that were posted on the office earlier this month, saying that was followed by a series of in-person meetings with management management throughout this week. According to the company's policy previously, they say that paid time off was done in one full allotment on their anniversary of their employment, with the amount of hours provided based on the seniority within the company. However, by state law now, the company is now required to give employees a total of 56 hours of sick leave per year. Those hours can be accrued at a rate of 1 hour per 30 hours worked. According now to the state policy, the paid time off accrued caps at 200 hours.
Donut Day is coming!
Donut Day? What's that?
Free donuts for Blue Valley customers!
October is National Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is here to celebrate. Swing by on Friday, October 24th, before work or school for donuts, coffee, and hot apple cider. Drive through our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. The first 25 people through get a free stocking hat.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Roof fires were contained Sunday in Frankfort and Blue Rapids. The Frankfort Fire Department responded Sunday evening to a fire on a commercial building roof in the same block but west of the First National Bank. The fire was contained, no injuries reported, a damage estimate not available. Sunday afternoon in Blue Rapids, a fire was contained on the roof of the former Sands Motel and Eastside Cafe. Damage was reportedly minor and may have been caused by spontaneous combustion from a skylight. A citizen saw smoke and called Blue Rapids firemen who responded. A fatality accident was reported in Gage County late Sunday evening. Joseph Corber, age 19, of Bern, lost control, traveling at a high speed over 100 miles per hour, a mile west of Beatrice, near the intersection of West Scott and Southwest 61st Road. The vehicle rolled several times, with the driver, Joseph Corber of Bern, dead at the scene. One passenger was transported to Bryan West in Lincoln, two others transported to Beatrice Community Hospital, all reportedly with non-life-threatening injuries. It is believed alcohol and speed are suspected as factors in the accident around 11:30 p.m. Sunday. North Central Regional Planning Commission announces a new housing initiative. Marshall and Washington are among 11 counties participating in the Demo to Dirt program, where eligible participants may qualify for reimbursement grants up to $4,000 toward demolition costs for deteriorated residential homes, garages, and sheds that pose safety risk or detract from neighborhood quality. There are no income requirements for the program, with assistance on a first-come, first-served basis. Property owners are required to contribute a 25% match and cover any costs exceeding the $4,000 grant. Funding is provided through the Patterson Foundation. Additional information available online at ncrpc.org/demo to dirt or contact Keegan Bailey at 785-738-2218 or email housing@ncrpc.org. Football homecoming was Friday at Lynn High School. Ella Homke was crowned queen and still an oldie king as the Bulldogs clinched a district championship with a win over Osborne. Washington County Health Department will offer outreach flu clinics throughout the county Thursday, October 23rd at the Barnes Cafe, 8:30 to 9:15, Greenleaf Heights, 10 to 10:30, Palmer Cafe from 1 to 1:30, Lynn City Building, 145 to 215, Morroville at the Cougars Den, 245 to 315, and the Kloppenburg Center in Hanover from 4 to 4:30. Again, the flu clinics Thursday, October 23rd in Washington County, $55 for regular flu vaccine, $100 for high dose or flu block. Please bring a current insurance card, cash or check accepted. Your news on your time, a podcast of the morning and midday news blocks available Monday through Fridays on our website at KNDYradio.com and our social media. Jeff A. Chalk, age 55, formerly of Marysville, passed away Wednesday at Olathe. Funeral mass Saturday, 10:30, with a rosary at 10 from St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Family visitation Thursday, 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jeff Chalk. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Tuesday, pork loin, scalloped potatoes, green beans, and apricots. Tomorrow, chicken cordon bleu, potato wedges, mixed veggies, and applesauce.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As high pressure looks to build into the northern plains and an area of strong low pressure continues to linger across the Great Lakes, the pressure difference between these two features will whip up some breezy conditions here for today, expecting those winds out of the northwest to around 15 to 25 miles per hour. A good deal of sunshine, though, but temperatures a few degrees shy of average, looking to climb up into the lower range of the 60s by this afternoon. Then for tonight, as skies clear out, overnight lows trending a bit chillier overnight, dropping back into the middle to upper 30s. And into the day on Wednesday, full-on sunshine looking much less breezy as high pressure looks to dominate our weather pattern. High temperatures closer to the middle to upper 60s there for tomorrow. Thursday looking to stay dry, but rain showers then back in the forecast into Friday. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature, 69, record high on this date, 98. The average low, 44, and the record low, 24. Sunrise this morning, 7:38. Sunset this evening at 6:47.
Rise and shine, ghouls and goblins. It's frightfully delicious at Minnie's Kitchen. Open Tuesday through Friday, 5:30 to 4:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 7 to noon. Start your day the sweet way and maybe a little spooky with fresh, made daily donuts, pastries, and perfectly brewed coffee. Treat yourself, no tricks, at Minnie's Kitchen in downtown Marysville and taste the delicious difference.
Hi, this is Lisa Duryea, Life Care Center of Seneca. We hear, what's the big deal? And all nursing homes are the same. Nursing homes are not the same. There are levels of care, transportation, and amenities such as briefs, tissues, and other items you pay extra for. At Life Care, it's included in the room rate. In some locations, a private room means you still share certain parts of the room. At Life Care Center of Seneca, a private room means a private bathroom as well. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3522.
International competition for a ring. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Blue Jays dropped the first two games of the ALCS at home last week, but back home for game seven against the Mariners last night. Their fortunes would change in the seventh inning.
The 1-0. Swing and drive, left field. This one is back. George Springer just had his Kirk Gibson moment.
ESPN Radio. George Springer, who took a 96-mile-an-hour fastball off his kneecap in Game 5, takes a 95-mile-an-hour slider out of the park in Game 7 last night, and that's the difference. Blue Jays 4-3 to win Game 7 and head to the World Series. They get the Dodgers Game 1 on Friday in Toronto. Week 7 of the NFL, wrapping up with a pair of Monday night games. Seattle gets past the Texans 27-19. Wasn't pretty, but the Seahawks go to 5-2. Lions 3-0 at home this season. They stifle the Buccaneers 24-9. Tampa Bay turns the ball over on back-to-back plays in the second quarter. They're still at five wins with quarterback Baker Mayfield.
We're sitting at 5-2 now. We would have loved to have been 6-1, but we're not. We're 5-2, and we have a short week and a divisional opponent. So it's about singular focus. We have to get the things corrected, especially on offense, and then move forward, but we will do that.
Tampa Bay losing wide receiver Mike Evans to a broken collarbone. He'll miss most of the rest of the season. NBA season tips tonight. Thunder are the defending champs. They won't have Jalen Williams for their game against the Rockets. He had offseason surgery on his wrist. Hockey, the Wild beat the Rangers 3-1. New York still winless at home. First time since the mid-60s they've lost their first four at home. Golden Knights 4-1 over the Hurricanes. Carolina was the last team to lose. A Florida jury awards Jack Nicklaus $50 million in his defamation lawsuit against his former company.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers. And then it's money for a school field trip. And of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions. This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Hilltop Tires in Marysville, we know keeping your family safe on the road is our number one priority, and it starts with the right tires. That's why a set of reliable and American-made Cooper tires will last as far as the roads take you. This is Kate Hedke, and whether it's your loved ones to work, your kids to school, or just cruising around town, Cooper Tires gives you the confidence to go the distance. Give us a call at Hilltop Tires and put your family first, one set of Cooper Tires at a time.
Seneca Furniture celebrates their 36th anniversary this week only. Russ Dieters invites you to either of two locations at 401 Main and 26 North 4th in Seneca. With lines including Lazy Boy, Ashley, Forever Bed, Sealy, Joe Fran, and Best Home Furnishings. Register for prizes, enjoy refreshments, take advantage of the mattress sale, and other specials. Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturday, 9 to 2, at Seneca Furniture, celebrating their 36th anniversary through Saturday.
From ABC News Wall Street Now. Encouraging earnings reports helped to fire up stocks on Monday. The S&P began the week with a 1% rise. The NASDAQ picked up 1.4%. The Dow Jones surged 516 points yesterday to close at 46,706. After a massive outage that throttled the online activity of some of the biggest companies in the world, Amazon Web Services says things are back to normal now. The problem was centered on the AWS data centers in Northern Virginia. Slapped with a series of civil lawsuits, Roblox now faces an investigation into alleged criminal activity. The Florida Attorney General is issuing subpoenas, calling the gaming platform a breeding ground for child predators. Kenny Loggins has not filed suit, but he is demanding that President Trump remove the song Danger Zone from a Truth Social post. In it, Trump is depicted as a fighter pilot dumping brown sludge on crowds of No Kings demonstrators. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Are you ready to move forward in your career? With a new wage scale, Landall Company in Marysville is the place to start. Currently hiring welders, painters, assembly, as well as a technical training coordinator, systems analyst, and marketing graphic design. At Landall Company, you'll receive $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, profit sharing, paid time off, all-inclusive medical insurance, and more. Apply online at Landall.com today. EEO Vets and Disabilities welcome.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Kansas farmers are starting to shift away from planting brown mid-rib hybrid corn, a variety once praised for its high digestibility in livestock feed. Rising seed costs, variable yields, and changing forage needs are prompting growers to reconsider their choices as they look for hybrids that balance quality, yield, and economic practicality in an increasingly challenging growing environment. Mike Brook, a K-State dairy specialist, explains the move away from brown mid-rib hybrid corn varieties and how that will impact seed offerings for 2026.
One of the big changes that we're seeing is a move away from the BMR or the brown mid-rib versions in many of the hybrid lineups as we look to the future. How is this going to impact your operation? Well, many of you probably have been planting BMR hybrids for much of your corn silage needs on your dairy, and you've been doing that with the idea that it would have higher fiber digestibility. However, as we move into this time when those will no longer be available, what are you going to concentrate on when you look at the selection of the right hybrid for your herd as well as for the land that you will grow it on? Some of the things I would encourage you to consider is how do you actually use corn silage in your dairy diets? And that's a conversation you need to have with your nutritionist. You know, as we look at the changes in dairy diets over the past 10 years, we see a higher and higher inclusion rate of byproducts in those diets. Part of this is driven by prices and the fact that many of these byproducts are very economical and actually compete very well. They also bring some different nutrients and digestibilities to the diet as well.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Biosecurity is valuable for farmers, ranchers, consumers, and customers. However, it isn't always top of mind. Jackie McClaskey, CEO and president of the American Rural Association, recently spoke on this topic at the Flinchbaugh Forum. She first says what she thinks of when she hears biosecurity.
Food and agricultural biosecurity is basically the protection of the agricultural industry. It's the idea of protecting the industry from any type of threat, whether that's intentional, accidental, natural, whatever that might be. So there are lots of issues that come to mind when we think about biosecurity. We tend to think about things that might impact the animal ag industry, but it certainly crosses the entire industry into crops and food as well.
She discusses who she believes should be included in a conversation about putting together plans for biosecurity concerns.
I believe it is a multiple professions because so many people are impacted. Obviously, producers need to be at the forefront, but they need to be supported by people who understand the science and the economics. Our animal health professionals at the state level, our state government leaders, USDA, of course, all of those folks need to be at the table and help those policymakers understand the alternatives and consequences of those different choices and be able to make decisions that are going to be the best for the industry and the people the industry serves.
McClaskey says what her key points are and a recent example of why planning is crucial.
The key message that people need to understand is this has to be something we think about. I use the term in the forum, good or bad, in non-wartime. We need to spend time really talking through what are the right policy approaches and the policy decisions. So when we are faced with a crisis or a disease outbreak or whatever it might be, that we know exactly what we're going to do. And I think that New World Screwworm is a perfect example of that. I mean, we shut our borders, but we've got different segments of the industry saying it's time to reopen. Others saying, no, no, keep them shut. And as, you know, as we await whether or not we're going to find it in the U.S., then that's going to start to become a state issue as well of whether or not individual states are going to step up. And if you don't know those answers today, it makes it very difficult. So it's really about putting biosecurity policy at the top of the list, along with the other really key policy issues and making sure we know what the right approaches are. So when the time comes, we're ready.
That was Jackie McClaskey, CEO and president of the American Rural Association, with her opinions and points for others to consider when thinking about biosecurity. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Along with the new Chevy Silverado pickups, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a 2026 Chevy Trailblazer, a Chevy Tahoe, 2026 Chevy Traverse front-wheel drive, it's a high country edition, and a new Chevy Equinox all-wheel drive. Awaiting your test drive, these new vehicles plus several others in on trade at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Few sports have been shaped by weather factors more than baseball. All about the sun, the wind, and the boys of October on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weather Call travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, WeatherCall could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, October 21st. It is the 294th day of the year, and actress Carrie Fisher was born on this day. Baseball will crown a new world champ this month, a good time to delve into some fun baseball facts. Left-handed pitchers are referred to as southpaws. Do you know why? To prevent the afternoon sun from blinding batters, most baseball diamonds are oriented so that the west is behind home plate. East is behind center field. That means a left-handed pitcher's throwing arm is always on the south side. That same orientation may favor hitters in another way. The prevailing winds in North America are westerly. In outdoor stadiums, a fair weather breeze is most likely to blow toward the outfield. And that is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Are you ready to move forward in your career? With a new wage scale, Landall Company in Marysville is the place to start. Currently hiring welders, painters, assembly, as well as a technical training coordinator, systems analyst, and marketing graphic design. At Landall Company, you'll receive $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, profit sharing, paid time off, all-inclusive medical insurance, and more. Apply online at Landall.com today. EEO Vets and Disabilities welcome.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. Women and girls sports across the state of Kansas continue to grow in popularity and opportunity, with this year and the fall school semester being one of the first fall school semesters across the state of Kansas where women and girls have the opportunity to participate in a girls flag football season at the high school level, with different teams in the South Central Kansas region starting their league for the girls flag football.
It's been a lot of fun, definitely learning new things. But memorizing the plays has been kind of hard, but it's just fun getting to be out there and lead everyone.
It's really fun, especially since there's not a lot of pressure because nobody's played football. I haven't really felt pressured to, like, be the best, be the greatest, but it has been really fun learning with these girls.
That audio from Cake News, where the new girls flag football team was kicked off in the Wichita area this year and has the backing and support of the Kansas City Chiefs, with seven teams opening up this year. As both players, coaches, and parents say, it's been a learning experience for the first few weeks.
Mega savings going on now at the Rocktober sales event going on at Rusty at Ford. 2025 Explorer, $1,500 rebate and 3.9% APR for 72 months, or 2.9% APR for 60 months, or a 2025 Escape with a $4,000 rebate. 2025 Escape, 36 months, 10,500 miles per year lease for $399 a month. 2025 Bronco Sport, 36 months, 10,500 miles per year lease for $399 a month. 2025 Mustang EcoBoost, 36 months, 10,500 miles per year lease for $399 a month. Rock and roll all month long at Rusty Eck Ford, and drive home in your new Ford today. Visit Rusty Eck Ford or RustyEckFord.com today. Lease offers first payment due assigning. Offers can't be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit. See dealer for details.
The city of Wichita, Kansas has been named as the best sports event host city from the 2025 Sports Travel Awards presentation that was held at this year's Teams 25 Conference and Expo that was based in Columbus, Ohio. As KSN News reports, the announcement came from Visit Wichita at the end of last week, recognizing the city of Wichita for their efforts in hosting more than 100 different sporting events between June of 2024 and July of this year, as Wichita was selected from a field of six different finalists that included the cities of Atlanta, Georgia, Boise, Charlotte, Des Moines, Iowa, and Milwaukee, Wisconsin. In a statement from the vice president and managing director of the North Star Meeting Group and the sports division, they say, quote, Wichita, Kansas is the most deserving winner of our Best Sports Host City Award and a shining example of what a destination can achieve when it's put through the efforts behind it with attracting the widest range of sports events. According to city officials, they say all the sports events they have hosted so far in the last year has generated more than $61 million into the local economy.
Rounding up local sports, Marysville girls tennis team was at Prairie Village Friday, Saturday. Kate Fries finishes eighth in singles. Doubles team of Ava Spicer and Micah Urban finished seventh. In the state golf tournament, Hella Schroller places 72nd of 96 golfers in the first round. Zoe Zetterman, 31st in the first round, 30th in the second round at plus 24. In regional volleyball competition, Valley Heights Lady Mustangs go runner-up
2-1. They'll play sub-state action Saturday. Assignments announced today. Valley Heights, the number 5 seed, defeats 12 seed Republic County and 13th seed Whitewater Remington in straight sets, losing to 4th seed Hillsboro in straight sets. Valley Heights Lady Mustangs, now 25-9, advance to sub-state Saturday. Marysville Lady Bulldogs finish 0-3, falling in straight sets to Jeff West, Riley County, and Bishop Ward, finishing the season 7-26. Washington County goes 0-3, falling in straight sets to Mound Ridge and Wichita Central Christian Academy, losing three sets to Inman. They finish 10-27. Hanover, Lynn, Axtell, and Centralia all host on Tuesday. Frankfort on the road at Sylvan Lucas.
KNDY.